Channel 5, Summit Day, The Final Ascent. This panel shows Eric on the left-hand side of the picture in profile, facing right as he stands on the south summit. The true summit of Mount Everest is to his right. You will recall from panel 3 that the south summit is very close to the true summit. Go to the bottom right-hand side of this panel and scan up about 1 inch. You will find a large bead chain that describes their path across the south summit. If you feel to the right a few inches, you will find the edge of the ridge that drops straight down to Tibet. When you reach the end of the large bead chain, it indicates the place where the path descends down the back side of the ridge and then reappears as a smaller bead chain a little to the left.
You have to defy your survival instinct and climb down the backside of the south summit and across the knife edge ridge.
Follow that chain up along the knife edge ridge and up the Hillary steps just before it rounds onto the summit. May 25th, 2001, Eric Weinmayer became the first person who is blind to stand on top of the world.
You're around the top. This is Eric and Louise.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yes. Strong work.
Good job,
Eric. You did it, man.
Woo!
We're on top of the world. We are on top of the world. The apex of the planet.
I can't believe it.
Center of the cosmos. You did it, man. So many people doubted you. You showed them.
So many people.
You showed them.
We're only halfway there, guys.
We're halfway there.
This is Kevin. Do you copy? Over.
I copy, Kevin.
Eric, I love you, man. You're the best. You are the baddest dude on the planet, man. Over.
Tell me I love you. And I'll be down soon. And we're getting out of here. Let's go.
Yeah!
Yeah!
My name is Ann Cunningham, and I would like to thank you for visiting the Summit, the National Federation of the Blind 2001 Everest Expedition. I would also like to thank the NFB, Dr. Maurer, and Dr. Zaborowski for commissioning this piece. Thanks also to Eric Weinmayer for generously answering my endless questions. Maurice Perret, Brad and Reba Bull also graciously gave me their time to share vital information that made this project possible. Michael Brown shared memories, photos, and recorded narration that he has allowed me to use on this tape. These excerpts are from his thrilling award-winning film, Farther Than the Eye Can See, by Outside Television. I hope that this exhibit inspires you to learn more about this incredible expedition. Touch the Top of the World, A Blind Man's Journey to Climb Farther Than the Eye Can See, a book by Eric Weinmayer, and the film are excellent places to begin. The National Federation of the Blind website also has communications by Maurice Perret and the team sent live from the expedition base camp. Thanks also to Buna DeHall and Kevin Morley, the voices, Janice Page, the music, and Mike Jorgensen, the mixing for this recording.